بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: He went his way towards the minbar, and he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in that come close to the minbar as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started to ascend the minbar, the pulpit. As he was ascending, on each step of the way, he said Ameen. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in were puzzled that we don't see anyone making dua, and on the other hand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying Ameen. Every step he took three steps, and on each step he said Ameen. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he addressed the Sahaba, whatever he had to address them. When he came down, Sahaba asked, "O Prophet of Allah, today we saw you do something very unusual. And that is, as you were coming up the minbar, the pulpit, you said Ameen." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Yes, as I was going up and I was climbing up the pulpit, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came and he made three du'as. And on each du'a that Jibreel alayhi salam made, I said Ameen to that." The first dua that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam he made, that woe upon that person who finds the month of Ramadan. But this month of Ramadan was not really a means of him getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his state of iman was the same in the beginning, and it was the same at the end. There was no difference. And he wasn't able to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And I said Ameen to that. Who's making the dua? Jibreel alayhi salam. Who's saying Ameen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we think that dua is going to be rejected? At the same time, it's telling us that subhanallah, this month is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive everyone. Allah is looking for opportunities to forgive. We read the ayah a few days ago. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهْوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخَلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah is looking for opportunities so that He can forgive us. But are we looking for opportunities of getting that forgiveness? We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nature was such that subhanallah, he was very forgiving. He was very kind. He was very compassionate. He was very merciful. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that it would have been difficult for people to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, he wouldn't say Ameen. But knowing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nature of forgiving, he knew that it's so easy, regardless of how many sins a person has committed and how much sin a person has. He can bring as many sins as he wants, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. And any time of the year, it's not difficult, and especially in the month of Ramadan, Allah's special mercy descends in this month. So that was the first dua. The second dua of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy that person who, after hearing your name, does not send blessings upon you. Does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said Ameen to that. As far as sending salutations on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is such a ibadah, a type of worship, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He himself is indulged in this ibadah. Even though we do ibadah of Allah, but this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does Himself. We recite this ayah every single Jumu'ah, or at least we hear it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying there? That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not only Allah, even the malaika. And then after that, Allah says that, look, I'm doing this, angels are doing this. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Those who have iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You also send blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does this ayah tell us? This ayah tells us that really, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not really in need of our blessings if we send it upon him or not. If Allah is sending blessings upon him, why is he in need of ours? If the malaika are sending blessings upon him, why is he in need of ours? He's not in need. By us sending blessings upon him, we're only benefiting ourselves. In one hadith, the hadith of Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Man salla alayya wahida, sallallahu alayhi ashara." Each time a person, he sends one blessing upon me, Allah sends 10 blessings upon that person. Every time we send one blessing upon him, Allah sends 10 blessings upon us. And another hadith, the hadith of Nasa'i, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلِّغُنِي مِنْ أُمَّةِ السَّلَامِ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has appointed certain malaika, angels. Their task, their job, their duty is to roam around the earth. سَيَّاحِين فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلِّغُنِي مِنْ أُمَّةِ السَّلَامِ. Anywhere, whoever is sending blessings upon me, what they do is they take that blessing from that person and they bring it and convey it to me directly. What does that mean? We're sitting over here in this part of the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting somewhere else. And subhanallah, every time we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that angel is taking our blessing and he's presenting it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Prophet of Allah, so and so is sending blessing upon you. What happens after that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't have to do anything. As soon as that blessing is gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sends 10 blessings upon us. Our name is being presented by an angel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time we send blessings upon him. So this is, like I said, an ibadah, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself is doing it. So every time we do it, we are only benefiting ourselves and we're getting closer to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third dua that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he made was, O Allah, destroy that person who finds both of his parents. Or if not, if both of them, out of the two, if there's only one remaining. If they are both, then he diligently serves them. He takes care of them. And if there is only one left behind, then only one. And through serving them and doing their khidmah, he is able to attain Jannah. And if that person is not able to, then may Allah destroy that person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ameen. When we look in Qur'an al-Kareem, the ayahs which talk about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allah says in Qur'an in various places that worship Allah. And at the same time as you are worshipping Allah, make sure that we don't associate any partners with Allah. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And then right after, Allah mentions about something about Him and the importance of worshipping Him and not also any partners to Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That make sure you do good to your parents. Right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about parents. What does that tell us? That subhanallah, the importance after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of our parents. Of respecting the parents, respecting the walidain, requesting and getting their du'as. The du'as that we receive, a person receives from parents is such that as soon as they make that du'a and it comes out from their heart, that du'a really has an effect on the child. So serving our parents, making du'a for them, as we learn from the hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to make this du'a, رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَخِيرًا. We should make this du'a for our parents, if they're still alive or if they have passed away. There's another du'a in Qur'an al-Kareem, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. So again, these three du'as that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam made. Number one is, what about Ramadan? Not getting the forgiveness at the end of Ramadan. Number two, not sending blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa salam after hearing his name. And number three, not obtaining Jannah by serving our parents if they are still alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon these words and this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst all of those three people that we serve our parents, and inshallah we attain Jannah because of that. We send blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three, that inshallah we will get the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. Wa lakum.